This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, May 20th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we dig into archives from the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History once again with the center's director, Randy Dixon. He'll bring us the sounds of sports in Arkansas for the past 45 years, including the voices of Brooks Robinson, Paul Eales, even President Richard Nixon. Plus, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has the eulogy for a piece of Northwest Arkansas infrastructure that marks a change in how we drive. And opera takes center stage on this week's edition of Arkansongs. First, Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shoffner is being held in the Pulaski County Jail after being arrested by the FBI on charges of extortion. She faces a hearing in federal court today. Shoffner has faced scrutiny since auditors said her office sold investment bonds at a loss through the same brokers. State Senator Jason Rapert says he learned about irregularities through employees in Shoffner's office.
The frustrating thing about this case, now I'm glad that we're at a point where things are finally being handled, but these three employees went to multiple people within what they term as the leadership of their party structure or in state government and said no one would lift a finger and do anything. And that, to me, is the story behind the story that you now see with Ms. Shoffner being put in jail.
More is expected to be known about exactly what Shoffner is accused of in the next few days. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas has more on what we do know.
Well, the FBI has confirmed that Martha Shoffner, the state treasurer, is being held on a charge of extortion under color of official right under the Hobbs Act. This basically means she's been accused of taking a bribe or using her position as a public official to extort something of value. I think at the hearing, we're going to hear federal prosecutors describe how she obtained a financial gift or gifts as a result of her steering business from her office to one or more financial organizations.
Shoffner was arrested Saturday at her home in Newport. Unemployment numbers are down in Arkansas. The U.S. Department of Work Services announced Friday that 1,700 more people were employed in April and 800 fewer people became unemployed. Communications Director Kimberly Friedman says one industry in particular showed significant increase in employment.
The leisure and hospitality industry posted the largest increase of 4,400 jobs. Gains were largely seasonal. And they occurred mostly in accommodation and food services subsector.
The United States unemployment rate decreased 0.1% and is at 7.5%. Efforts to overhaul the federal farm bill are finally gaining traction on Capitol Hill. U.S. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas voted to help get the bill out of the Senate Agriculture Committee last week.
I think this is a great example of Democrats and Republicans working together so that our farmers will understand what the rules are going to be for the next 5 years so that they can make important decisions concerning the crops that they're going to grow, going ahead and buying equipment that they need, leasing acreage. All of this puts money into the local communities, creating jobs and protecting the jobs that we have now.
Arkansas's other senator, Mark Pryor, says the bipartisan measure approved by the committee contains guidelines that he says are better for agriculture in the South. Senator Pryor also sponsored a forestry provision that's part of the bill.
The bio program, which basically will allow U.S. timber, U.S. lumber to be used and get the certification from USDA, puts a little stamp there for the consumer to see when they buy it, when they're at the Home Depot or at Lowe's or the local lumber yard. But it also gives these U.S. products a preference when the government is buying wood and in building projects, et cetera. So this is good.
Officials say the measure also contains provisions that would cut spending and create new subsidies for farmers. The farm bill is expected to reach the Senate floor for a full vote this week. Drivers in the Van Buren area should be advised of temporary traffic pattern changes beginning tonight on Highway 64 at Interstate 540. The Arkansas Highway Transportation Department says all traffic will be moved to the existing westbound lanes of Highway 64 to allow the bridge over the interstate to be raised. Eastbound traffic will be diverted to westbound lanes using temporary median crossings and the eastbound on-ramp to the interstate, as well as the north and southbound off-ramps to eastbound 64, will be closed to accommodate the work. The changes will begin after 7 and continue for about 48 hours. The Razorback baseball team had a disappointing weekend of play at Auburn. After losing 3-0 Thursday night, the Hogs did score a 1-0 win Friday evening, but Saturday's 11-6 loss gave the three-game series to Auburn. The losses in the final series of the regular season mean Arkansas drops to 35-19 on the year, 18-11 in SEC play. Despite losing 2 of 3 over the weekend, the Razorbacks did secure the third seed in the SEC tournament. They'll open play Wednesday morning in the SEC tournament. That will be played in Hoover, Alabama. Another day of active storms that include damaging winds, large hail, and the development of tornadoes is being forecast by the National Weather Service Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. Jeff Peters, a forecaster with the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center, says a cold front extending from southern Missouri to Oklahoma will mean there will be areas to watch for development of strong to severe thunderstorms throughout the day. Lingering low-level moisture across the eastern U.S., combined with surface heating after morning thunderstorms in Kansas, will create instability, potentially causing strong to severe storms to move into southern Missouri, eastern Oklahoma, and northwest Arkansas into tonight.
By this evening, the strong to severe storm activity will spread eastward with the lead cold front as it moves into parts of eastern Oklahoma, the Ozarks, and middle Mississippi Valley, while a secondary cold front moves through the Central Plains region.
He says a few strong tornadoes are possible. Large hail is likely with the strongest storms. In addition, a squall line that could bring more widespread damaging winds may develop by mid-evening. So, tonight, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms for our listening area. Lows will be in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas. Lows in the upper 60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, it should be cloudy with a 70% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow in the Arkansas River Valley, 80% chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. And for Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, 80% chance tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley. Lows tomorrow night throughout the region, around 60.